Pretty Hate Machine was to stay on the American Billboard album charts for an astonishing 2 years. A remarkable feat for such a young act. And, on the inaugural Lollapalooza tour in the summer of 1991, the Nine Inch Nails tour shirt was to prove to be the biggest seller by a long way. Selling large quantities of records was one thing, but being a huge concert attraction was much more where Reznor's head was at. To this end, the Nine Inch Nails live extravaganza was to become a spectacle of barely controlled violence and collective angst. An entire disenfranchised generation took it to their hearts. Here, finally, was someone who knew how it was to hurt and wasn't afraid to show it. It was to prove cathartic for many. By the time that sessions were due to start for the next album, the entire Nine Inch Nails camp were mired in legal battles with their then label TVT. Reznor and manager John Malm had decided to form their own label, Reznor as ever proving to be the ultimate control freak. And in 1992, Nothing Records was to become a reality. As well as putting out new Nine Inch Nails material, the plan was to work with like-minded bands, and initial signings were Britain's pop elite itself, Prick, and most notably Marilyn Manson. Manson was to become the next superstar of the industrial metal crossover scene, adding to it a large element of showbiz pizzazz not seen since the heady days of the Alice Cooper phenomena of the early 70s. With America's moral majority in an uproar, Reznor had set a whole new shock rock ball rolling. Being evil by proxy probably amused Reznor, but he had his own shocking agenda to follow. Reznor himself did manage to release a new Nine Inch Nails EP in the autumn of 92, and Broken turned out to be darker, more heavy metal in feel than its predecessor, as did its remixed follow-up Fixed, although this was given a heavier dance workover from such desk demons as Flood and J.G. Thirlwell. With the guitars to the fore, the mix of high-tech dance music and low-tech muscle was irresistible, with the track Wish earning Reznor his first Grammy Award for the Best Metal Performance. The press reaction to Broken was universally positive. Here was a modern masterpiece that threw down the gauntlet to the rest of the alternative scene. Few were in a position to take up the challenge, as Reznor was the only game in town.